the holidays were over a month ago, but many of us are still trying to pay off what we owe on all those presents we bought. Maybe you're thinking of transferring your credit card balance to another card and wondering how you pick the right one. CardHub.com has released its list of the best credit cards for 2013. John Kiernan is CardHub's senior analyst, and he joins us live to talk about how to choose the right card for you. Hey, John.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how should one go about picking the right card?
Well, if your goal is to pay off existing debt from the holidays, like you said, you want a balance transfer credit card, and the things you want to look out for there are the length of the 0% introductory term and the balance transfer fee. You need to consider both of them in concert because both will affect the ultimate price you pay. Now is actually a great time to take advantage of one of these cards because the value of 0% intro terms are at their peak right now, and the kind of the card that's head and shoulders above the rest is the Slate card from Chase. And it gives you 0% for the first 15 months on transfer debt and doesn't charge either an annual fee or a balance transfer fee. So you're basically trading in a higher interest rate for a lower one without paying anything. Now, it's important to note that you need excellent credit to qualify for that card, but more people than you think qualify in terms of that excellent credit criteria because about 50% of consumers have excellent credit.
We hear a lot about credit card rewards now. Which card has the best rewards?
That kind of depends on your spending habits and lifestyle. And again, what really matters for you is your credit standing because the best rewards are available only to people with excellent credit. And it's also important to note that you shouldn't gravitate towards rewards if you aren't living within your means, i.e. staying within a budget, or if you have existing debt, because then a card like the Slate card or a card like the Citi Diamond Preferred, which gives 0% for 18 months on new transactions, would be more valuable because you're saving more than you would earn in terms of finance charges. With rewards, one of the most kind of attractive cards on the market is the Chase Sapphire Preferred card. If you spend $3,000 within the first 3 months, you get an initial rewards bonus of $400. And so if you're basically getting $400 in free money. One of the other ones that is really attractive for most people is what we call kind of the best everyday rewards cards on the market because it gives you 6% cash back at supermarkets, 3% at gas stations and department stores, and 1% everywhere else. And so compared to the normal 1% to 2% you're looking at for a lot of cards, you get a lot of value from it. And a lot of people might be kind of discouraged by the $75 annual fee it charges, but with credit cards, especially the top-notch ones and excellent credit, you have to kind of pay a little bit to get the best value. And this card also gives you an $150 initial rewards bonus for spending $1,000 during the first 3 months. And so you're basically paying off 2 years' worth of your annual fee right there.
Okay, we mentioned good credit and what cards are better if you have good credit. What if your credit is bad?
If your credit is bad, what you really want to focus on is improving your credit. Because as you can see from the offers that I discussed, there's a lot of value to be had in the kind of the upper echelon of credit, the credit spectrum. And so what you really want to do at that point is focus on a card that has no annual fee. And if you can get rewards or low interest rates also, that's great. But if not, fine. You really want to focus on building credit at the lowest possible cost. And a credit card is actually the best way to build your credit because it relays information on a monthly basis to the major credit bureaus. And as long as that reflects low credit utilization, you're not spending up to your limit every month and you're paying your bill on time, then that's going to send positive information. And kind of the one card that's good to highlight for people who maybe have made past mistakes so that they're new to credit is actually the Harley Davidson secured credit card. Kind of branding aside, it's one of the only major secured cards on the market that doesn't charge an annual fee. And what that means, a secured card, you place a deposit and that acts as your spending line. And so that reassures the issuer that you're going to pay back what you use, which is a common concern for them in this segment because it's largely unproven consumers, and it prevents you from overspending, which is great if you've had problems in the past. And since it doesn't charge an annual fee, you can build credit for free. And finally, the fact that a lot of people want to know when do I know if my credit has improved. It usually takes about 12 months to see kind of tangible effects in your credit. But the best indicator of that is actually the direct mail offers you get. If you start getting offers in the mail for better cards, you have a pretty good idea that you have improved your credit standing.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks.
John Kiernan, Senior Analyst with CardHub.com.